The Foundation of True Worship, Elder Almasan, Almasan, Conference Report, April 1969, pages 31-33. Someone has said, the character of Jesus is a picture that stands by itself. There is no one with whom he can be compared. He said and did the right thing at the right time and in the right way. He made no mistakes in his teachings. He was great in action and in moral excellence. His Sermon on the Mount will live forever, for it is founded on truth. His message to the world is the gospel of salvation. Leadership of Jesus Christ. His life had been an open book. His public ministry was to the rich and the poor. His miracles were performed before eyewitnesses, and his testimony had been heard throughout Galilee and Judea. He was the Messiah about whom the prophets had spoken, but he was rejected by his own. He is still rejected, even by many of those who claim to be his followers. The true Christian church accepts without reservation the leadership of Jesus Christ. Many things have been said and written about him. His memory is everywhere, and his words are quoted by believers and unbelievers. He cannot and will not be expelled from the earth. He made this clear during his ministry among the Jews in the meridian of time. The Latter-day Saints believe in the divine mission of the Savior. The very first principle of the restored gospel is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the foundation of true worship. Without him there could be no gospel of salvation. He is its author. His gospel is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It originated in the heavens and was restored to the earth in these modern times through Joseph Smith, the prophet. A plan of life. At this Easter time we remind ourselves of his resurrection, that he submitted a plan of life, and chose 12 apostles and authorized them to preach his gospel of salvation and to establish his church upon the earth. He delivered the greatest sermon ever preached, broad and comprehensive enough to reach the heart of humanity. It applies to all classes, for God is no respecter of persons. No one will escape his loving watch care. His commandments are guideposts. They are solemn reminders of our relationships to our Heavenly Father. We are his children, his offspring, and are accountable to him. He said to Abraham, and we will prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. Individual salvation. We believe in individual salvation. In other words, man must strive for a place in the hereafter if he wishes to obtain the salvation promised to the faithful. It will not come without effort, without prayerful searching and diligent application of those principles and procedures outlined in the Holy Scriptures. The other day I talked with a man who was not of us. He was glib and talkative in his ridicule of the word of wisdom, a curtailment, he said, of our personal liberties. He justified, for instance, the use of tobacco. Do you know what the word of wisdom says about tobacco? I asked. He was not sure. I quoted from the 8th verse of section 89 of the Doctrine and Covenants, in which it states that tobacco is not good for man. This is but one of the truths taught by the church. We teach a gospel of truth. Its very foundation is truth. It is not only necessary to know the truth, it must also be accepted and introduced into the lives of those who aspire to eternal life. To deny the truth, therefore, is to deny God's power in the universe. We often sing the well-known hymn authored by John Jakes, "Oh, say, what is truth? Then say, what is truth? 'Tis the last and the first, for the limits of time it steps o'er, though the heavens depart and the earth's fountains burst. Truth, the sum of existence, will weather the worst, eternal, unchanged, evermore." A gospel of truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, restored to earth through the prophet Joseph Smith, is a gospel of truth. It has survived much opposition and criticism, but no compromises have been necessary. It stands like a bulwark against error and falsehood. Jesus knew this when he told Peter that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Also, he said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." The millennial reign will be ushered in when God's program has reached a certain point, known to him alone. There is much to do. Brothers and sisters, the warnings to the nations must continue to go forth, for eventually every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ. God's work will not fail. Truth will triumph even against tremendous odds. Missionary enterprise. Christ's teachings are sound and soul-inspiring. They were confined to no worldly ambitions. His program makes for peace and goodwill, and he advocated a faith that creates courage and strength. His missionary enterprise was the greatest project ever launched. I quote, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Or, as Mark puts it, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." gospel can redeem mankind. Nothing short of the gospel of Jesus Christ can redeem mankind. The Lord Jesus set before us the only pattern of life which will save and exalt His children. His words are always timely and authoritative. The truths He taught and all He did constitute the gospel in its fullness. The atonement wrought out by the Lord on Calvary is the greatest contribution ever made to the human race. It opened the door to life everlasting. It gave men and women the chance to possess their bodies forever. John, in his testimony to the world, made it clear when he said, "All that are in their graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation." May we walk in the light with him, I pray humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.